Embrace confusion. That's the answer. Which means those things that were so simple to us, begin to chisel away at them, to find weaknesses in them, to uncover the doubts and uncertainties in all of those principles that we have assumed to be clear and obvious. Maybe there's more here. Maybe there's more that I don't know. Maybe there's something here that I'm missing.
Welcome to Now That Makes Sense, featuring Rabbi Levi Leibowitz. Original and exciting Torah ideas designed to help you learn and make you think. And now, Rabbi Levi Leibowitz.
Welcome back as we continue our journey towards developing a new mindset called living to grow versus living to have. Last time we discussed the incredible opportunity that the three words, I don't know, provide us with and really open up for us new horizons that we weren't familiar with or we weren't even considering before this. I don't know is a great, great opening into a wealth of knowledge. Maybe it's even more than knowledge, a wealth of enlightenment that we never considered before. So at this point, I'd like to take this concept of I don't know and expand on it a bit and delve a little deeper into it and really, you know, work it through, because there certainly are challenges in acclimating ourselves to the I don't know perspective. But the more that we discuss and the more that we dig into it, it may become more natural to us. So let's take I don't know and dig a little deeper. When you talk about a life of growing versus a life of having, if you really want to dig into it, the life of having has a lot of benefits to it. What that life looks like is that I put in effort to eventually succeed at something. And when I succeed at it, I file it away. I put it aside so that I can then return back to a state of serenity, calm, peacefulness, where I'm really not doing much. I'm not really engaged. I'm not really schwitzing. I'm not really in much of attention because I've already completed everything I needed to complete. So as human beings, there's something very appealing in that life where we have these images of an enjoyable life being that we have all the money we need in the bank. We have all the degrees that make us feel accomplished. We have succeeded in many different challenges or many different areas of life that we've taken on. And now we can sit on a beach or on a hammock somewhere and read a book or sip a drink peacefully, because all of our challenges have seemingly been put to rest. We have a lot of accomplishments to make us feel good. And now we can do what we really always, from the day we were born, were aspiring to do, which is basically nothing. We have been brainwashed from so many sources, so many experiences over our lives, that's the peak of living, where you've been able to file away, put aside all of the challenges that you needed to go through in life, and now you're in that position of total calm, peacefulness, and serenity. That's what life is all about. That I'll be able to come to the coffee shop every morning and order my regular brew, yeah, and read my newspaper in peace and quiet. If we want to be honest with ourselves, these are the images that are going on in our heads of what life is really all about, or at least this is what we're striving for in life. This is the goal of life, to be able to put aside all of our struggles and just engage in complete peace and serenity. So I'm not going to burst any bubbles over here and say that such a life isn't enjoyable. Maybe it is. It very well could be. What I'm saying is that to shift our paradigm from a life where we're striving to have towards a life where we're striving to grow, we're up against a lot. We have all these years and years of impressions that have been made upon us of how the life I just described is the real life. It's the best life possible. And now I'm sort of trying to put a monkey wrench into that whole lifestyle and say that, you know, that may be enjoyable, but if you want to know where life is really found, it's found when we're just in a constant state of growth, when we're looking for what's next, when I'm able to acknowledge that I don't know and that there's so much more out there. So the challenge that we face is a very deep challenge. You can take this into a deeper level, which is that our Yitzhar desires complacency, calm. He wants things to just be running without exertion, running with ease. He just wants us to be drifting through life smoothly, without much conflict or tension. That's where he wants us to be. He wants us to be in this like bubble where we're not doing much to exert ourselves, to change, to grow. We're just on smooth sailing autopilot as we're going from one stage to the next. And the reason why he wants us to be there is because he does want us to remain to whatever degree in our most raw state possible. Meaning the Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to develop. He doesn't want us to mature. He doesn't want us to grow and change. So he gives us this image of a life that's smooth sailing, that there isn't much conflict and contention. You don't have to deal with much. He convinces us that that's the most enjoyable life possible. So we're up against a lot over here, because once we're going to consider something like, I don't know, you are willingly bringing tension into your life. Are you sure you want to do that? After everything we've been convinced of all these years? Are you sure you want to consider that I don't know? I'd much rather assume that I know everything and that everything is clear and simple and all the questions have been answered. No rock has been left unturned, right? I'd like as much as possible to be able to file away all the questions and all the doubts I've ever had in my life as having been answered. The Yetzer Hara wants to keep us in the drift of life. And therefore, we are constantly pursuing a state of calm because we've been convinced that that's the best life possible. So that's what we're up against over here. The one who speaks about this basic fundamental human issue is the Mesillas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in his classic work, Path of the Just. He begins his Sefer with this dilemma that every human being faces, which is that to the extent that things are simple and obvious and clear to us, is the degree to which they are forgotten and disregarded. Because why do we need to pay attention to something that we already know? There's no issue here. There's no question here. There's no doubt here. So why invest time and effort into these things? And what ends up happening is that these basic fundamental concepts are filed away, pushed to the backdrop of life, and we don't actually live with them. They're not alive in the forefront of our consciousness. Do you know why? Because they were so simple. Just to give a little more depth to what he's saying, the Yetzer Hara knows good and well that our human tendency is to file away things that are no longer confusing or unclear to us. Why is that? Because of what we just said. Because we want to live a life of peace and serenity, where all of the questions that we've had are now put to rest, and we don't have to deal with anything anymore. There's no confusion left. So we file away that question, and we file away that question, and file away that idea, and that idea, to a point where there's nothing bothering us, everything's put to rest, and we can now just sit and twiddle our thumbs. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto is dealing with this problem, and he's saying, my dear friends, some of the most basic concepts in our Judaism, our Yiddishkeit, are being forgotten, specifically because they are so simple to us. And why is that? Because the more simple they are to us, the more of a tendency we have to file them away. So this is where this human struggle is found. Because the things that are so simple to us are really the concepts and the attitudes that we are to be living with. But because they're so simple to us, we don't live with them because we follow them away. This is the point over here. You find in the first paragraph of Mesillas Yesharim, this struggle between the base tendency that we have to live in order to have versus the need to live in order to grow. The Mesillas Yesharim is saying that the more clear, the more obvious things are to us, the more forgotten they are, the more we disregard them. So what's the answer? So the Mesillas Yesharim says we need constant reminders. We need to constantly be reminding ourselves of these basic principles. And that is definitely a valid approach, and you don't need my approbation for that. But what I found is that those reminders themselves just become another task in our to-do list that we check the box of, and we again file it away. As long as the human being has tasks, has answers, he will naturally file them away, push them aside. It's only when we break that pattern and step into a life of growth that we'll actually become the Jew that we are meant to become. So the answer to the Mesillas Yesharim's problem is embrace confusion. That's the answer, which means those things that were so simple to us, were so clear to us, begin to chisel away at them, to find weaknesses in them, to uncover the doubts and uncertainties in all of those principles that we have assumed to be clear and obvious. To say that although I always thought this was so simple and obvious, maybe there's more here. Maybe there's more that I don't know. Maybe there's something here that I'm missing. Maybe I'm not so certain. Maybe it's not so clear to me, all of these things that I've assumed to be so clear. And this really takes a lot of courage. You're really going against the tide over here. You're really going against the grain. The Yetzirah is really strong, and he wants us to remain in that drift of, yeah, that's clear, and that's clear, and that's not an issue, and that's not an issue. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, life is good, and we have no questions, and it's peaceful and calm. He wants us to be in that place, and on some level, we also want that. But it really takes some strength to break through that and to say, you know what? Sounds really good and everything, but I want a different life. I want a life of breakthroughs. I want a life of enlightenment. I want a life of chiddush. I want to see something new. I want to encounter new levels, new opportunities. I want more. And because I want more, I'm going to challenge those basic premises that I had always assumed to be clear and obvious. And I don't know is one example of that. Getting, like in a proactive way, getting ourselves confused. This is the work. To break through that seemingly picture-perfect image of life, where things are just peaceful and serene, and say, no, I'm not getting everything I need from this. And therefore, I'm going to step up and start questioning the basic premises that I have assumed to be simple and obvious, to consider that maybe there's more in here. And so this is like an expansion. This is like greater depth in the concept that we introduced last time of I don't know. It's understanding what we're up against and what we're trying to accomplish by considering that there's more here and challenging our basic premises. I know we haven't yet really crafted a solid or a clear exercise for ourselves, but at this point, I think it's worthwhile just to consider what we're up against, that drift of life that the Yetzirah wants to contain us within, where he wants to keep us at status quo, not changing, not growing, not maturing. And that the I don't know, the getting ourselves confused, is the pathway to breaking through that bubble to, in the end of the day, encountering or experiencing a world that previously seemed non-existent. And so let's consider these ideas at this stage, and next time we'll move forward to something that has more of a tangible exercise to it.
Rabbi Leibowitz is brought to you by the VOD Project of Yeshiva Toras Chaim of Denver. For more details on the program or how you can be a part of the VOD's growth, please email LEBOVITZ@vodproject.org. VOD spelled VAAD. Thanks for listening and enjoy a meaningful day of growth.